Former Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet will be cremated today following his military funeral in Santiago. Relatives, friends, and the top brass of the Chilean military are expected to attend. His son said the family didn't want a burial because they worry Pinochet's enemies would vandalize his grave. Pinochet is proving as polarizing in death as he was in life. Some have been celebrating the dictator's death, others are mourning. Commentator Vivianne Schnitzer is a Chilean living in the United States, and she isn't mourning.
I live in a house painted red, blue, and ochre, like a home in Chile. My treasures are a handmade fisherman's net from Valparaíso and many books in Spanish about poets, Pablo Neruda and Gabriela Mistral, and books with the history of my country, hundreds of books about the military dictatorship in Chile, about Augusto Pinochet Ugarte, the army commander-in-chief who took power in September 11, 1973, and bombarded the presidential palace, killing so many Chileans, killing the dreams of millions. But today, I am not thinking about history books or even statistics on human rights. Today, like many former exiled Chileans, my thoughts are intimate and incoherent, painful like a cold knife. I remember the last time I saw the Andes Mountains, the very last minutes in my country. I was driving to the airport with one suitcase, escaping possible military trial, thanks to Pinochet. It was a tense drive. My brother did not say a word. He had tears in his eyes. My father was so agitated, it was hard for him to breathe. I remember my friend Jorge, who was beaten and taken naked to march many times around the square of his small provincial town, while his neighbors threw garbage at him. And I remember Adriana, who lost the love of her life and never learned where they threw his corpse. "Perhaps in the sea," she told me. How much I owe you, Augusto Pinochet Ugarte. For more than 20 years, I have lived in different languages and geographies, given life, laughed, and cried. But like many other Chileans forced out of the country, today I regret only one thing, that we never saw you in front of a judge.
Commentator Vivianne Schnitzer is Latino Communications Coordinator for the University of Michigan.